the book Hebrews, part 303. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I think about the book What Is Your God's Name? It's an A5 book, nearly 500 pages thick, with all the relevant information and references with a full bibliology in the back of the book concerning the name of God and Jesus and Yahweh, Jehovah, Lord, and how did they originate? Because not one of those names are originally Hebrew names. All Greek names that was created in the time span of 1,500 years. Should you require any information about the book, our website number, our WhatsApp number is +27 international code, and the number is 072-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the right and top here, your side, left hand. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, 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 very welcome. We always say that new people are so welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the study that you are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready, or if you have the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, that's not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. The Emphasis Bible is your corrupted Bible. Alright, welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. May this study today be a blessing to every one of us. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 36. He says, and others had trial of cruel mockings and securings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. If this part of the study this week seems to be that it's addressing the fact that the Yahvist became martyrs of the cross of Yahushua, not allowing any religion, dogma, teachings or theology to overshadow which had happened at the cross of Calvary, where Yahushua, the name above every other name, has died for our sins. We are so privileged that we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, who are Yahvist with a V, that we are part of, yes, as I say, of the bride of Yahushua, and that's universally. It's not just in South Africa, universally. The Bible says that we need to preach the gospel unto the ends of the world. This is what we're trying to do with this ministry, is we are preaching on all the internet platforms that we possibly can, in order to reach millions of people. And when we look at the feedback that we are receiving, we see that people is coming to repentance and accepting Yahushua as their Redeemer and Savior. Hallelujah. Yes, they will mock you. They will call you any names. But they will even put you in prison. The word says so. Now, if that is to be part of what just needs to happen to us, then it needs to happen. The disciples of Yahushua and the apostles, they didn't want it any other way. And because they went through it, they gave us faith to believe in the revelation word. Hallelujah. Should it happen in time to come that we would be addressed in this manner, then we know that we need to stand, because for the glory of Yahashua. Hallelujah. Yahweh our Elohim and the Ruach HaKodesh. He says in verse 37, they were stoned. They were sawn ash under. This is tragically, it's tragically what they did to the bride of Yahashua, to the Yavist. In order to stop this gospel of salvation in the revelation name of Yahashua, they went to the maximum extreme. A couple of months ago, well, say a year ago, I had people that wanted to know, where is any documentation? Which manuscripts do we use or can we produce to show that the name Yahweh, Yahashua, Ruach HaKodesh existed as in 2,000 years ago? Then I answered them and said, you won't find any manuscripts. For one stupid reason, or one common reason, is they killed everybody that had a piece of a manuscript or writings of anything other than the LX, the Septuagint, the Greek Septuagint. It's not the Hebrew, it's a Greek Septuagint, which in the 6th century became the Latin Septuagint, the LXX. So what happened is they wiped out any trace concerning the names of Yahweh, Yahashua, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Hebrew names as noted in the Torah. As noted in the Torah. Why? Because they use the ancient Hebrew. And that's why the ancient Hebrew sacred name Bible, the Restoration, the one that Dr. Joseph Briant Rotenham brought into life when he translated a 1611 King James Bible into the revelation names. How did he obtain it? Well, he was a Methodist or Baptist, I think a Methodist or a Baptist preacher, pastor, those years. And then he met up with some of the sacred name people. And the sacred name people were functioning in the revelation names those years. And what did he do? After he came to the repentance in the name of Yahashua and the revelation word, although there were no Bible, they didn't have the Bible, then he decided to use a 1611 King James Bible. And he translated into them the revelation names. Just in the Old Testament, 6,960 times the name Yahweh, all capital letters, Y-A-H-V-A-H, Yahweh. In the New Testament, 172 times the name Yahweh. What a privilege. And that caused, so it was printed and circulated. And then in the 1880s, they start 1890s, they start producing, working on the Nesai Aland version of Dr. Joseph Briant Rotenham's Bible called the Emphasis Bible. That was produced in 1902, and then they said it was the work of Dr. Joseph Briant Rotenham. It wasn't his works. It was never his works. Because in that Bible, the Emphasis Bible, it doesn't use the revelation names as in the Restoration of the original sacred name of the Bible. They only use the name God, Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, Jesus, the Babylonian names, all the sun gods' names. The names that that Dr. Joseph Brian Rotzenham took out of the 1611 King James Bible, they brought back into the emphasis. That's why you must be very wake up, not to be drawn into getting yourself a emphasis 1902 Restoration Bible. It's not as same as the Rotzenham version. We so wake up and clued up in that word to understand it. The way that even in time after that, different people came with reviews of the Restoration Bible. And that you can see when you look at the name Amen in the Restoration Bible. They took a ruler and a pen and they crossed over the name Amen. Because Amen is not how you end a prayer. Amen means glory to Amen Ra, the sun god, which is an Egyptian god. Amen, the Catholics brought in. But Dr. Joseph Brian Rotzenham didn't have that knowledge. So what the reviewers did, after the Bible was printed, they took out a ruler and they drawn a line through the name Amen. But they slipped up. But they haven't done it in the whole of the Bible. Some places they left it without the line through it. So what? How do we end our prayers? You end it, let it be. Or hallelujah. Now the word let it be comes from the word, the Hebrew word, Amen. A-U hyphen M-E-I-N. Amen. That's the Hebrew word. That's what the Catholics changed to the Egyptian word Amen. Because it's related to the sun god, Amen Ra. You must never forget that the Roman Catholic Church were pagan people. And when they created the church, the Roman Catholic Church in 34 AY, it was a pagan organization that had to look like a religious organization. That's why they brought the statues of little Jesus and Mother Mary. It's not. It's Simon Ramus and Nimrod, the sun god and the queen of heaven. That is also Bacchus and Isis, the mother child. You see, and those statues are drawn in today's Protestant churches and charismatic churches. There are teachings and preachings today that says all roads lead to Calvary. All roads lead to Jesus. Now, Jesus only was created in the 16th century because there was no letter J. The I and the J is two different letters. I always emphasize on it. It's two different letters. So when we see that it says they were stoned, they were sore as under, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They cut their heads off. They cut their heads off. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins so that they could identify them. After torturing them, not allowing these people to wear clothes as did the other people of that time. Being destitute, afflicted, tormented. This is what they did to the bride of Yahushua. In order to eliminate any manuscripts, books or scriptures, or any references to the original name of Yahushua. What did they do? Satan used them to blot out the total birth of Yahushua. But yet, they slipped up in the 1611 King James Bible. Because in the 1611 King James Bible, the word Yah, Y-A-H, and the word Fa appears in two different places, and you combine them, it says Yah, Fa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you just take the name Jehovah, J-E-H-O-V-A-H, Jehovah, it's not a J, it's a Y. Y-A-H is Yah or Fa. V-A-H, Yehovah, which is Yafa. Take a O away from the word Yehovah, and you've got Yafa. Y-A-H, V-A-H. How easily is that? They couldn't say Jehovah with a J. And there was not even an E in the ancient Hebrew. There was no J, there were no E. So they couldn't say Jehovah. It came from the West Cartonard text of 1881, which is a Nestle Aland corrupted text. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.